something I was there for, which was the so-called free speech rally that occurred in Boston Common in August.
It wasn't so-called. There was free speech.
There was, but it wasn't the kind that the organizers wanted.
No.
It was supposed to be led by, as I mentioned, Richard Spencer earlier. It was supposed to be read by the far right. They don't like being being referred to as white supremacists. I don't know what stupid PC term they like. Thank you, pardon.
The Ku Klux Chad?
Yes, those guys. But what ended up happening is these people who wanted to spread their white people are the only hate drew about 50 people. And about 40,000, myself included, were included in the counter protest that involved them literally being driven out of Boston Common.
Yeah, that's it.
And when I say literally, I mean they had to hire protected white vans. I love that they were white too, to drive them out of Boston Common and out of the central Boston area in general, so that, you know, eggs and other things wouldn't be thrown at them.
That's 800-1 against, for those of you who were playing along at home, kids.
Yeah, that was as difficult and terrible. The reason I chose this as my best thing that happened, aside from the fact that it was an amazing thing to witness, was that with the many things that we have mentioned that have not been the savoriest that have happened in this past year, that day was, to me, a symbol of hope, of that, you know, it's not over. We're going down fighting. And there's everyone who's speaking doomsday-ish isn't paying attention to the things like that.
I think Boston showed a side of itself that is rarely seen and even more rarely acknowledged that day. And it was a proud day.
Yeah,
to be a Bostonian.
I'm still beaming from that day.
For me, it's the Me Too movement.
That's another good one, actually.
And we took a big step forward toward
I also participated. Look at me go.
Yeah. We took a big step forward toward actually believing women who claim sexual assault. But here's where I think it falls short. We believe them as long as they're white and pretty. We still have yet to see...
I didn't ask to look like this.
I know. But we still have yet to see a significant representation in the Me Too movement among minorities, among the poor, among women who are struggling to keep a roof over their heads and food on their table, who are still threatened with losing everything if they come out and speak about conditions on the job.
I agree.
What happened this year is a step in the right direction. And a huge one.
Well, and I think that's the thing to be taken away from that is I agree with you. I think it's absolutely correct. But as with any movement, worthy or not, so often it's not strides, it's baby steps.
And next year, hopefully, we take that movement and we give everybody a voice. That is all the time that we have this year. So
yes.
Until next year, Shea Spillane.
I love you all. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening.
I am Derek Gary. Have a very happy New Year. And until we meet again, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Oh, big fun.
rainbow picture. We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. Competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go
see. One day we're going to control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth.
We're brought to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all this off.
It's 91.5 WMFO Medford. Yeah. It's 9:04. WMFO Medford, you are on the town with Mikey D. Happens here each and every Wednesday night from 9 to midnight, giving you the very best of the Boston music scene, the best music scene on the planet. And if you're hearing my voice, that means that we don't have a live band this evening because it's the end of the year. And there are only a couple of times in the year where we don't have live bands because of the holidays, and this is one of them. So we're going to give you the best of the Boston music scene tonight. We're going to pay tribute to the best music scene on the planet. And of course, if you want to make that request, it's 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9636. If you happen to know me on the Facebook, you can also drop me a line there. We're going to start things off with some Fatal Flaw, and we're going to stab the speakers right now. 91.5 WMFO, you're on the town with Mikey D. My name is Joel.
Let's raise a righteous hand, face down the enemy and smite them with his that I could be burned. You'd think that I would have learned. Packed my bags, held on tight, prepared to fight, breathing life like fire.
They tried to tell you, they tried to say, they tried to play the game you play.
I had to make my own mistake.
The price was yours alone
to pay.
That's brand new stuff from the band Bears for Years. Their album's called Ursa Major. Just came out on the internet not too long ago. That's Life Like Fire. We also heard Down City Armory with Double Wiretap from the Fire Horse EP. And not for nothing, but Todd Bowes from Down City Armory is recovering. He's in the hospital from a little stroke, and we wish him the best. Certainly a great guy. And a great musician in the Providence music scene, and we do love him so much. We do, really. And Justine and the Unclean, brand spanking new stuff. The album's called Get Unclean with a track called Bring Me Fire. And we started things off with The Fatal Flaw, Stab the Speakers from We Are What We Pretend to Be. 9:21 in the evening. You're on The Town with Mikey D. My name's Joel. We're giving you the very best of the Boston music scene. We're getting to requests. We had a lot of requests. Down City Armory, Bears for Years were both requests. And also is this one. This is from Surprise Party's EP called Dull, and this is called Skinny People. 91.5 WMFO, you're on The Town with Mikey D. My name is Joel.
dead spell. The universe's indifference tore him worse than the hounds of hell. Slensky the conspirator went ready to betray. And Bokarin with all his ideology saw loyalties crushed by the party now. Thought to show them all, your face first against the wall. You're just another casualty. You thought your race was won. The executioners raised their guns. Just another casualty. Just another casualty. Gather around the scapegoats, undesirables. Fill the aisle, say, oh, 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 oh. Your knees and clutch the rosary beads. Angels won't get through that rabbit proof fence. You thought you showed them all. Your face first against the wall. Just another casualty. You serve the upper class, despise the lower castes. Just another casualty. You just.
It's 91.5 WMFO Medford. Oh my goodness gracious me. Anywho, that was brand new stuff from the Gala. Between the Lines, their latest single. We also heard 4 Point Restraints giving us Casualty, going back to their first album, Mercy. Foox in there by request with Hooks for Hands from their first album, their self-titled. And we started things off with Surprise Party, also going out by request, and a track called Skinny People. Tufts Open Call invites all members of the Tufts community as well as the general public to their weekly event in the intimately lit lounge on the top floor of Dowling Hall. Open Call is an experiment in creating meaningful human connections at Tufts through shared novel experiences. Open Call aims to provide a non-alcoholic social space to meet new people and explore your own senses. For more information, including the details on the next event, check out the Tufts Open Call homepage on Facebook. That's a public service announcement from Tufts Open Call and your friends here at WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. Here on the town with Mikey D. My name's Joel. Going to be here with you until midnight at least, playing your favorite local songs from your favorite local bands, because this is the best music scene on the planet. No kidding. And we got something brand new from the band Fidel and their latest release called Flinch, which they came out not too long ago. Here's a track called 17. You're on the town with Mikey D. My name is Joel.
Yeah.
Also going out by request, a little desk for you from the album All American Awesome. That's a track called Wisdom to the World. We also heard The Bags going out by request with Amsterdam from Night of the Corn People, going back to 1991. Psychic Dog with 16 from their latest album Lunch Went Well, also by request. And we started off with a request for Fidel, a track called 17 from the April Flinch EP. You're on the town with Mikey D. Happens here each and every Wednesday from 9 to midnight. Giving you the best that the local music scene has to offer. And I'm going to play one now from Roger Miller's No Man, his solo project after Mission of Burma back in the early 80s. The album's called Win Instantly. And this tune is called The Promised Land. It's Roger Miller. And you're on the town with Mikey D. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Thank you. sometimes thinks they've got to find the safest place. But that's when the ground just drops away and jettisons them out into space. But now we've got to drive. Now we've got to drive to reach the promised land. To reach the promised land. And when we reach there, when we reach there, wake me, wake me, wake me, wake me. Take me all the way into forever. And throw it all away inside forever. And put me on a boat going to nowhere. And tie me to a boat that's going nowhere. Take me all the way into forever. Throw it all away inside forever. And put me on a boat going to nowhere. Labor.